Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To leave the show early yesterday to go and get surgery, so we didn't get to try worst lead, do-over lead at 9:30 or so. You want to try that this morning?
Sure.
Yes?
And I feel like I had a pretty good one yesterday, too.
Yeah, you did have
Pete Rose one.
Yeah, your Pete Rose lead was excellent yesterday.
But everybody's were good, so that would have been tough.
Yesterday would have been a tough day.
Yeah.
Kind of like Sophie's Choice. You know, nobody knows that reference, except maybe Curtis.
Yes.
That's a movie, right?
Yes, yeah. A movie. We could do that today if you want. Tomorrow on the show, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football at 6:45. And then Friday, we are in Newport, Rhode Island, as a part of the Audrain Newport Concourse Motor Week.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be at the Audrain Automobile Museum for a Flex Friday roadshow Friday morning. I've heard from a lot of people, DM-wise or other, who are going to come out. So
I'm excited.
I'm hoping. Well, you love cars.
Yeah, I do love cars. But I heard you guys talking about the dress or whatever.
The garden party.
And then Courtney brought up some, what the hell was it called?
Equestrian chic.
Yes, equestrian chic.
Yeah.
And then I heard Greg go, equestrian grandma chic. Yeah, what the hell is equestrian chic?
Greg has a Pinterest board of sorts that he can share with you that have some outfits that people wore last year.
Yeah, we're going to have to dress you.
Is that like the horseback where they hit the thing, like the polo?
Well,
is that
equestrian? Equestrian does mean horse, horse-related.
Right.
So
I bet a lot of sweater capes?
Courtney.
Definitely.
Probably. It's Newport. It's Newport. So, yes, there will be some sweater capes. We'll help you pick an outfit out if you want today for the party.
I might just come up there Timboed out. Tim's and fatigues.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, do what you want. Who cares?
I mean, I was going to do what I want anyways. Yeah. There was no way I was dressing equestrian chic.
I've chosen my outfit. I'm very happy with it.
Oh, yeah. You've got a...
Yeah, I'm going to be in a monochrome outfit of sorts.
What the hell is a monochrome outfit?
That means one color.
Yeah. I mean, oh, that what that means?
Yeah.
Is it Coastal Grandma's or a little bit...
it's equestrian chic.
Yeah, it's equestrian chic.
Everybody knows equestrian chic.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? And this is Courtney, she didn't create the word. It was a good use of it. But, like, why do we have a word for just saying same color?
I don't know.
Great question, Curtis.
You could say it's monochromatic or you could say it's red.
Oh, so mono means one color?
Yeah, but like if
well,
you
mono
just said,
means one.
If, you're, okay. If you said it's red, it would be like Wiggy's sweatsuit that he wore on the show last week and then to Foxwoods.
Yeah.
Like it was one shade of red. This is multiple shades of like a tan.
Mm. Well, it should be a good time. It's at a mansion.
Ooh.
And the Newport mansions are Ooh. Great. You love a good mansion party.
I do.
And so
What time will the freak off begin?
No freak off scheduled. So I can tell you one thing I will not be wearing, and that is a $2,300 cardigan. And that brings me to my lead this morning.
What a segue.
Thank you, Curtis. So a lot of talk about Travis Kelce and whether or not he is focused on football. Patrick Mahomes just celebrated his 29th birthday, and we now know what Travis Kelce gifted him with for his birthday.
Okay.
To the tune of $70,000.
Damn.
For his 29th birthday, Travis Kelce gave Patrick Mahomes an engraved Rolex.
Wow.
At $54,200.
Wow.
Not bad.
A Louis Vuitton collab red wool cardigan with Park Ciobo. That's the collab, Courtney. So $2,300 sweater.
Wow.
And six bottles of Masetto red wine.
Wow.
Which are each valued at over $1,000. So, Wiggy, you know this.
Yep.
If you're not getting the football, you're not getting the snaps, the tugs that you like, what do you do? You buy off the quarterback.
You definitely buy off the quarterback.
Is that what's going on here?
Yes.
That is what is going on here?
That's what I would do.
Okay. All right. So pretty nice friend to have.
Mm-hmm.
If he's, I don't know what, I mean, I guess millionaires, I don't know what they, what do they typically spend on the birthday of another millionaire? Is it usually $70,000?
That's pretty good.
But is that a joint gift?
What do you mean a joint?
Is it from both Travis and Taylor? I would assume
so. I don't know.
No, no. Taylor has to come up. She got to come up higher than 70.
And what can you buy for somebody who's rich?
Right.
Like, I mean,
And Taylor's gift is tolerating that crazy family.
Well, if you're rich, I would take the Rolly.
I mean,
you could, right. If I was rich and somebody, like rich to that level, and somebody brought me a Rolex, I'd be on board for that.
You'd throw him the ball more. Now, I will say, when it comes to where his priorities lie, there may be a question this morning on Travis Kelce because of the trailer that has dropped for his new game show, which he will be hosting on Prime.
Mm.
It is called, and Curtis, I think you have an issue here based on something you did this summer on the show with Jackson. It is called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Ooh.
The Travis Kelce game show, which he is hosting.
Really?
And here is the trailer.
Hello, everybody. I'm Travis Kelce, and welcome to Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? The game show where people can win ridiculous money just by answering questions about stuff we all learned back in elementary school.
The global phenomenon is back with a twist.
You guys ready to play?
Yeah!
We got a bunch of celebrities over there. If a player gets stuck on a question, they can cheat off the celebrities.
False!
It could be true,
or it could be false.
It could be true,
or it could be false.
Yeah, all right now.
Every Wednesday, get your head.
I'm proud of you.
In the game.
Good job.
What was your major, Travis?
Criminal justice. If I'm going to go to school, I might as well learn how to not go to jail.
Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Part of Winning Wednesdays.
Okay.
I like it.
So it's a combination of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader and Hollywood Squares.
Tell me again, Courtney. What his priority is? Is it football? Is that his priority right
this
now?
This is all pre-taped, just to let everybody know how that works. Game show was taped all through the off-season. Uh-huh. That's why he's in multiple different suits throughout the trailer.
That's why he stunk this year, because rather than being ready, focused on football in the off-season, he's out there doing game shows. He's on a world tour with Taylor Swift. I mean, just be like, keep it a buck, man. Like, and he's probably done after this year, wouldn't you say?
I feel like he is, but who knows? Yeah,
he's beginning the transition to TV life.
Yeah.
This is going to be his future. Like, he is going to be a host in some capacity, whether it's a talk show or
really? You heard sports. That and you think he should be a host of something?
Gronk is on TV
exactly.
right now.
Yeah,
so Kelce, I think, is going to go right down the Gronk.
So you think
if Gronk gets another deal at Fox, I will recreate the photo of Swayman, Don Sweeney, and Cam Neely together. That was a mistake. Gronk can't even speak English.
Travis won't. I think Travis will be good, but he'll be more like Is not Jordan Palmer?
Jesse Palmer.
Jesse Palmer. Who does like?
He does the Bachelor.
Yeah.
He's doing the Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good watching. I don't know.
Oh yeah, like you're watching that.
You're a big fan.
Greg has been liking it.
Seems a bit out of your demo.
Well, Lindsay wanted to watch it, so the two of us watch it together.
That makes sense.
I've heard it's emotional.
It's very emotional. You can find love at any age. Curtis, I don't know if you know that or not.
I'm just happy that you're in love.
You can just, I mean, this woman is, I think she's in her, at least in her 60s.
She looks great.
But everybody knows it's fake, right?
No, I think it's real. I think she's really going to find love with one of these guys.
Okay.
I think it's real, too, at that age. I mean, season one of The Golden Bachelor, not a good indicator of where we're going. But I think season two,
the whole
bring it back.
Thing they created was fake.
Yep. Yeah. That was a screw up.
there's been one other, and it was fake.
That's why that's why you should watch MILF Manor. That's more realistic.
I agree. That is really down to home.
You older women chasing younger men? Nothing there. Now that's real. The Golden Bachelor.
I will say this. I don't know if I should talk about it on the air or not, but and we don't have time for it right now. But there is one. There's a little teeny bit of trouble in paradise with me and DMs.
Uh-oh.
Based on something that she said last night.
Was this over ice cream?
It was over ice cream, yeah.
Day two at Van Leeuwen, did you go with the same flavor, or
no,
are we switching it up?
I went with the chocolate peanut butter, and it's going to be a real problem that that place is so close to me.
Greg, I have my hand to God when I say this. My mom, I guess, follows you on Instagram.
Yes.
And she like is the least, I don't even think she, I don't know how, I have no clue how she has it. But she said, Christopher, you know, Greg is certainly, he really enjoys his life. He's out a lot. And I said, yeah, he lives it up. And she's like, well, good for him. That ice cream looked good. My mom has never, ever commented on anything on social media. It was the strangest thing I had ever heard. She's a big fan of yours.
I'm delighted to hear that. I love your mom. But yeah, I don't know. Apparently, there's one thing. Do you know what the ick is?
Yeah.
Apparently, there's one thing about me that gives Lindsay the ick.
Only one?
Yeah, that's shocking. There's usually a few.
I thought it was your gas.
No, it's not even the gas.
Oh.
But we don't have time for it now. But at some point, we will probably get to that. We're going to get to They Said It at 7:20, Sean.
Are you going to die?
I was somewhat taken aback by it because it's never come up. It's been, I'm going on a year, so I was taken aback by it.
I'm sorry. Your Instagram story, Mitch just shared it. Yeah. Did you get a chocolate topping on top of the ice cream as well this time?
Yes.
Looks like some hot fudge.
No, those are the way Van Leeuwen does their chocolate jimmies.
Ooh,
is that they actually
jimmies.
Call them chocolate curls.
Where are they, though?
They are giant hunks of chocolate.
Okay.
So they've even taken Jimmy's to the next level.
Okay.
And be honest.
Only their chocolate sprinkles.
And Curtis, only for an additional $12.
I was going to say, be honest, those two over-under is $23.
it's over.
That looks like a perfect ice cream, though. Like, it looks creamy.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Oh.
It's hands above any other ice cream I've ever had. And there was a nice family in there, older fella, I don't know, 45-year-old guy, his wife, his 20-something-year-old daughter. And as soon as I walked in, the guy turned around. He said, I knew it. I heard you talking about this place on the radio. We came over. I knew you'd be back for more.
Wow.
So,
they give it to you for the donut?
No, they don't give it to me.
What?
For
you had just clearly brought a customer.
No, I do not. They do not give it. I would like to collab with them, though, on a flavor to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation.
Oh,
agreed.
If anybody from Van Leeuwen Ice Cream is listening, I think we'd make some money for our beneficiaries. Yeah,
we're going to have to do a deep dive in tasting, though, before we settle on one.
Yes. Well, that's the thing is, I feel like we could all, and our beloved listeners, could all pick what the flavor is if we did a Greg Hill Show, Greg Hill Foundation, Van Leeuwen collab ice cream.
We should do it near Halloween, too, because, reminder, there are still tickets available for the Halloween party at Moxie's to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation.
Yes, we are having a Halloween bash. Hilloween is what we're calling it, at Moxie's in the Seaport on Halloween evening. Giant costume contest. It's presented by Ghost Tequila, which Courtney loves.
Love.
Who doesn't like a spicy marg with Ghost Tequila?
And the best thing about Ghost is that you don't need to put the jalapenos in, so then you have the seeds. Ghost just takes care of the spice for you.
So it is a spicy tequila?
Yes.
Yes.
That's right up my alley.
Oh, you never tried Ghost?
I haven't yet.
Oh,
no.
You've been to Loco?
Yes, I have.
Loco makes their spicy margaritas with Ghost.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we would love to see you there. It's short dough on the tickets. What is it? 30 bucks. So please join us on Halloween. Wiggy loves Halloween.
Love Halloween.
I'm assuming that you and Mrs. Wiggins will dress up for this baby since you're the city Wigginses now.
I got one costume idea.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Courtney, for the plug on Halloween. And we'll get to what Brad Marchand said about Jeremy Swayman coming up during They Said It. First, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins took down the Flyers in preseason yesterday, 4-1 the final. Brandon Bussey was in goal. He had 13 saves in the win. And speaking of the Bruins, Nesson Bruins host Sophia Yurkstevich took to social media yesterday to announce, that she had signed a contract extension during the summer, but that she will be taking some time away from the team for personal reasons. So we're thinking of Sophia.
Excuse me. Bar pizza? Ice cream? Has it ever been done?
No.
Great text.
No.
Huh?
I think that's
bar not. Don't do that.
You're taking two great things and ruining both of them.
That's too far.
Don't do that.
During the news, you know how we did Would Wiggy Eat It the other day?
Yes.
Are we going to do Would Shime Drink It?
We are
during the news today.
Ooh,
all right.
Nice.
Coming up during the news, Would Shime Drink It? We'll get to that. What about seafood tower flavored ice cream? Another text this morning.
Okay. Let's do something normal, like a churro ice cream.
What
that sounds delicious.
Like a churro, the Mexican
dessert.
Yes.
With
it's
a
like
nice cinnamon, chocolate drizzle.
Cinnamon stick.
We can go get it in the morning and say Buenos Aires to everybody, right, Courtney?
Yep.
Yes.
And everyone would know what you meant. The Celtics touched down in Abu Dhabi last night to kick off their preseason play against the Nuggets on Friday. And in football, Rashee Rice may be sidelined for the remainder of the year after being carted off the field early in the Chiefs' Sunday matchup with the Chargers. It seems like he suffered a torn ACL. They are going to be doing more tests to determine the extent of the injury and how long he will really be
Mahomes
out.
Mahomes should send him a gift for knocking him out of the season because he's the one who hurt him trying to tackle that guy on the interception.
Yep.
So Mahomes should send him a cardigan and a rollie.
Well, he shouldn't have been playing this year anyway. So it's amazing. Von Miller is out and he should be. But Rashee Rice endangers the public, creates this awful accident, leaves the scene of the crime, and doesn't miss a snap of football all year.
Chime, safe to assume that they'll be all over trying to get Davante Adams?
You'd think, but at the same time, they haven't shown a willingness to want to spend money on receivers. Like, they haven't the last couple years, ever since they dealt Tyreek Hill.
And the Raiders would be morons to trade him in division.
You would think, Curtis.
Yeah,
you
I don't think the Raiders would trade him there.
You would think.
Yeah,
but if we do the three-way, Greg, you can do it.
Love a good three-way.
Let's do it. Let's get Tooney back to Foxborough.
Right.
Trade the Raiders. Trade for the Raiders to get Davante Adams and then trade him to the Chiefs.
Mm. You want to know where I think Davante Adams goes?
Where?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Woo! Damn, Bill gonna have a lot of toys next year.
That's a lot of money on CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, and Davante Adams.
You have to be careful when you're yelling. I'm worried about your stitches.
No. My plastic surgeon just texted me, showed me a picture of what he took out of my face. I was like, God damn. And I said, am I going to be cool for talk? And he said, you'll be all good. And if anybody wants, to look better, give him a follow at chrislee.md or Clario Plastic Surgery. So
does he do breasts?
He does it all.
Are you talking about Greg?
Once I have a child.
Yeah, he does it all.
Okay.
He does everything.
You mean after a child?
After a child, I would like to cut them off, really.
Get a reduction.
Big time. I want them to be non-existent.
A lot of women do that. Yeah, but he'll...
Has this been a constant problem for you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like them. I don't want them.
They're too big?
And let me be clear. Back issues. I've got D's. I don't have, double D's, E's, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't like dressing them.
Uh-huh.
So you want
I don't have a child yet, but after
no, but
I have a child.
No, but you can build a connection.
Yes.
There are probably guys listening to this show right now who would say, don't bother dressing them then.
No.
I would say.
She's tried that approach once.
I did.
Courtney,
Santo does not want me to do it, but I...
Oh, of course Santo doesn't.
How do you feel about guys who get
abs? When was the last time Santo won an argument?
Whatever makes them feel comfortable.
Because he does abs over there, and I'm thinking about maybe... I see Oscar De La Hoya. He's got his abs done, so I'm thinking
you're going to get your abs done?
Maybe get some abs. Would that look weird?
Wiggy, you just show up at this doctor's office with a picture of Jaylen Brown being like, put this on me.
Well, you could do that. You think that would look weird, though?
No, I want to do a full mommy makeover.
All right, he does it all.
After, you got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. 4 hearty-size, full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. And before I throw it to Curtis for the weather, I want to say happy anniversary to April. Her husband Jim reached out to us. They listen every day.
Oh.
So the Petersons, happy wedding anniversary to them.
Thank you, April.
Yes,
Jim. Is it primarily April or are they both listening together?
That's a good question. Okay. He texted in. Jim texted in.
All right.
So I'm guessing they're not together today. Maybe they're both working or... Yep.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And a lot of listeners, Greg, at the hospital I went to have my surgery done. I went to Beth Israel, the Faulkner Center.
Yeah.
And they, a lot of fans over there.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of listeners over there.
Oh, my God.
So shout out to them for getting me here.
We are blessed. Blessed by the greatest radio audience ever in the history of radio since Marconi. Mm. Curtis, the weather?
55 degrees, cloudy skies. Going to be nice this afternoon. Partly cloudy in the mid to upper 60s.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Wiggy is back and working after surgery. I mean, Shime, share that with your Gen Zers that you talk to, will you? Man had a giant hunk of something taken out of his cheek.
Yeah.
He's got a full Band-Aid, stitches, the whole thing, had a breathing tube down his throat. Could barely talk when we started the show this morning, and here he is, bright and early for you, doing his job.
This is like I got
do your job.
The Trump look.
Yes, you do. You do indeed.
And the thing was big. I showed it to you two off the air.
Shocking.
3.5 inches.
Yeah.
Glad
he took it out. Got it out. Good job by the doc.
Yeah. Benign. He said.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So benign.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
This is Mark from Florida. Hello, Mark.
Morning, Greg.
What's up?
First, before I get to my main point, I want to thank Curtis for holding Sam Kennedy's feet to the fire all the time and making it abundantly clear that the Red Sox have changed their philosophy and they are not going after big-name free agents anymore, and that it has changed. And thank you to Curtis for consistently beating that drum.
Curtis, thank you.
My comment is about Swayman. I have this from a family friend. And I know people call up all the time and say, I have these sources. Swayman was offered $5.75 million. And he's offended that they are saying that he was offered 8 years, 64. So that's the truth. It came from the horse's mouth. And okay. I'll just leave it there.
All right. Well, wow. I mean, there's a lot of stuff floating around.
That's a scoop. That's less than your boy.
There's a report floating around that he has indeed asked for a trade. I don't know if that's accurate or not.
And they could be having coffee as we speak.
Is that a good source that you have on that?
I think it's not a source that I have. Oh. It's somebody reported it last night late. Yes, what?
You were spot on. I believe, well, this is what you said, and I think I'm like, I'll co-sign that all day, that they believe goalie Bob can turn anybody into a good goalie.
I think they might feel that way. I think they may feel that way. Like it's.
I don't know how I like feel about that. I don't think it's a good idea.
Like a Patriots analogy, like it's a system thing where mm-hmm. you can put somebody under the tutelage of goalie Bob and you can end up with a really good goaltender. I don't know. But we should get, Shime, since we're talking Swayman, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Chime, let's start with Brad Marchand, who spoke yesterday about the Jeremy Swayman saga.
He sure did. Let's hear from Brad Marchand yesterday in the locker room.
You know, I think the biggest thing, I wouldn't say it's hard to keep it out of the room, you know, even today and after, there's not a whole lot of talk about it. You know, we all understand the situation that the team and Sway are in, and you know, this is part of the game. It's part of the business. It's a part that nobody enjoys, you know, and eventually a deal is going to get done and everyone's going to move on and be fine. You know, when you're dealing with a term deal, you know, once it's signed, there's so much weight that gets lifted off, not just the player's shoulder, but the team. And, you know, then it's just all about coming together and finding a way to win and building towards that goal. So it's tough because, you know, we all care about Sway. You know, we want to see him back. But again, this is it's part of the business that sometimes guys go through, and every player goes through it at some point. You know, to the extent of which it drags on, it is always different. But everybody goes through negotiations, and you know they're never fun. And you know, it'll be over, and everyone will move on.
Is he correct when he suggests that both sides will get right over this? You saw Cam Neely.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Neely seemed pissed off the other day, and it sounds like Jeremy Swayman is pissed off too. So I would ask you, will they, if they come to terms on a deal? I mean, it seems like you could take what Cam Neely said as an offer.
Right.
Like a last and final offer.
Right.
8 years, $8 million. So that's on the table, right? I mean, if Jeremy Swayman steps up today and says, yeah, I heard what Cam said, and I'll take the 8 years, $64 million, $8 million a year, then do you think both sides can move past it?
I don't think they're going to come to a deal, though.
You don't think so?
Because by Cam saying that, he's throwing out a number. If it was if Swayman would take that number, then the deal would be done, right? Yeah. So Swayman must be like, I want $9 million.
Yeah.
Well, and I hadn't seen this until just now. Fluto, 35 minutes ago on
make
the
Athletic. Make sure it's the right Fluto.
I would not never make the mistake. Fluto's a phenomenal journalist. And he notes that the Bruins had an opportunity last summer when they were doing the contentious arbitration hearing to elect a 1 or 2 year award. They elected 1 year, and that's why they're here. Like, Don Sweeney would have been totally free from this chaotic offseason, giving them the opportunity to have him under contract while trading Linus and giving them a long runway to sign a long-term extension. So I think the biggest reason they're so mad, outside of the agent being inflexible, is that this is a fault of their own doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this is getting done. You said there might be a trade. I don't know if that happens a lot in hockey before the season starts, but he's just going to play on a one-year deal, and then that'll be it, and he'll be gone next year.
I mean, the texter's right. Cam didn't say it was 8 years. We're just assuming that. It could be that it was,
what, six for 10?
I mean,
doubt it.
Well, that would be closer to Ryan Whitney's take.
What?
Ryan, well, it was 6.2, right?
No, it's 6 years, Courtney.
6 years, $10 million, like, would be the 60.
Oh,
yeah.
So, but it could also be.
Then that would have been
it
done.
It could also be more years.
Oh, you're
less.
Saying more years.
Like, I'm saying it could be whatever.
Well, we know it's $64 million.
Right.
If it's less than that, that deal would have been done.
What's next, Shine?
Well, so it's funny Wiggy brings up doing trades right before the season. Yesterday, the Jones and Keefe program in the middays had our friend Andrew Raycroft on, and Raycroft, I thought, was very good with them. He talked about the idea of training a goalie right before the season starts. He also talked about, I think the more important thing was, that he doesn't actually believe that Swayman has all that much leverage. This is what Raycroft said to Jones and Keefe yesterday.
I've heard this nonstop for like a week and a half, 2 weeks, about the Allmark stuff, right? Why did they trade Allmark? Why would they trade Allmark and not have Swayman sign? He gave up leverage. The reality is Jeremy Swayman has to play for the Boston Bruins or is dictated by the Boston Bruins. So the word leverage, like, he could lose $7 million this year, guys, if he doesn't play hockey this year. That's his only leverage, is to hold out and not play.
Yeah,
so
the Bruins could have a gaping hole in net all year. I mean, that's his leverage.
There's lots of goalies that play. Like, Korpisalo has played in the NHL for a long time. Like, there's guys, there's players that can play in the NHL not named Jeremy Swayman. So the league is going to go on. It does when all of us retire. So there's a little bit. We can debate that, but the reality is it's really hard to trade goaltenders right now. There's 90 goalies that think they can play in the NHL right now, or teams think they can play in the NHL right now around the league.
I would just ask Raycroft, who I love, why is Cam Neely acting this way then?
Because he's pissed that the agent went public with a bunch of BS that wasn't true.
So he decided to go public.
Yes.
And he,
Curtis, I don't
understand. But if they are so fine with who is ever backing him up, then they can just say F off.
Well, I mean, Montgomery did say that Korpisalo is starting game one.
Yes.
No, I know, but I'm saying the behavior of Cam Neely at that press conference does not show me a team that doesn't feel like they're being leveraged.
Curtis, if you were negotiating in good faith with someone, like, let's say your household help, and they went public and said, you know what, Curtis is not calling me, Curtis is not offering me anything, Curtis is not paying attention to this, you would eventually be pissed off and want to get the actual factual information out, especially if you had offered Jeremy Swayman $8 million, which is I think is a pretty reasonable amount of money for a guy who's never played a full season.
But the reason they're here is because they were short-sighted after the arbitration last year. This is entirely their fault.
Well, it's not necessarily short-sighted if they are looking at goaltenders and what the value is and where Jeremy Swayman falls into that currently right now.
I just find it interesting that Raycroft, this whole summer, said nothing to see here. It's going to be fine. You guys are making a mountain out of a molehill. And now it appears that it is a real impasse, and it's going to be an issue for Swayman to get onto the roster. And Raycroft now says, there's a million goalies out there. The Bruins are going to be fine. This is really a bad move by Swayman. It's like,
at this moment right now, do you think Jay Swayman is a top three goaltender in the NHL right now, at this moment?
No.
Okay. Then why should he be paid as one?
Because he's
at $10 million a year.
Right. I feel like you sign players at this age based on what they will do, not what they have done.
There's only two other guys who make $10 million in the entire NHL, goaltender-wise.
Right, but that's going to change. There's a new collective bargaining agreement. There's a new TV deal. The salary cap is related to the revenues post-pandemic. The cap went down. They're coming out of that. What is $9 to $10 million now will be much different in the marketplace 5 years from now.
And can I apologize for cutting Greg off, too, because I'm bad at math, and I was writing the news when I jumped into that. I heard you say six, but because I already see people being like, yeah, pay attention.
Oh, no, it's fine. I understand you have a lot going on.
I should have kept my mouth shut.
I assume you were online looking at potential new boob setups.
Nope. Writing the news.
There was a plastic surgeon person who texted right in during the break, and you were very excited.
Yes.
Somebody who listened to the show got their boobs done by who was it?
Dr. T.
At Clario, my guy. Guy's, what's it called? what is it called when two people are in the same office?
They're partners.
Yeah.
Two people. Wiggy, you're going to get the free plastic surgery.
No, I don't have. Insurance, it was an insurance thing. So the insurance covered it.
Could you imagine if Johnny Bart had plastic surgery, the amount of plugs we'd get?
Oh, man, Johnny Bart, he looks great. That's all prison workout. But I think, you know what, Greg? I think this whole Swayman goes back to, we're here because Swayman leaked it out first. Because remember, the first scoop we got was from Keefe for $10 million. Then it went back to the 6.2 came out afterwards. But we are now at this point here where it looks like
Well, I don't think Swayman leaked the $10 million to Keefe. I think that's a Bruins source.
Oh, you think a Bruins source leaked that out?
Yeah.
Ooh, why would they be doing that? That's not in good faith.
Because I think that I don't think that he had the scoop first, though. I think that his scoop was after the Spittin' Chiclets guys.
No, Keefe came first.
Yeah. So the $10 million one.
Keefe came almost a week before Whitney said anything, I think.
Curtis, if the Bruins wanted that out there, I think it's because they think that's an outrageous amount of money for him.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why.
It goes back to, that's why I don't think this deal's getting done. Because
but what's if Swayman has done what Scheim has alluded to, which is because he's not under contract, seen his value, and gotten a $9 to $10 million offer from another team? What would you do if you were Swayman?
I'd play this year and get my $9-10 million next year.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do it now? What if you get hurt?
Because I guess they would have to trade you. So I would ask for a trade. Excuse me. I'd ask for a trade first. Yeah. And if they trade me, then obviously that's what I would do, Curtis.
Because right, if that's the case, they could just show that to Sweet Neely and say, look, you think I'm crazy, but here's an actual offer of that money.
All right. Well, that is, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up, we'll get to the news with Courtney, and it includes Florida not like the rest of us, and an OnlyFans star who is being ripped for the Hurricane Helene-related content that she decided to post. And we will also get to Would You Drink It with Sean during the news coming up next. Tomorrow on this show, Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College football at 6:45. And then Friday, we are in Newport at the Audrain Automobile Museum as a part of the Audrain Concours Motor Week. Over 500 of the most exquisite rare vehicles ever, Wiggy. You are going to be in heaven.
Don't I get to drive one of them?
Yes, they have selected a vehicle that is going to drive, or you can drive away from the show on Twitch at the end of the show. So they are entrusting you. I think it's the automobile brand, I think, that you love the most. The legendary automobile
Ooh.
Brand,
I
believe.
Is it LeBron's Kia?
I hope it's the one I'm thinking about.
So it's an incredible vehicle, and they're going to entrust you with it. And obviously, I would bring the handicap placard that belonged to your mom if you could.
If you could have one car, what would you have? Like, I know you kind of can, but like, if money was no object,
Geez, I'd probably like a 66 Mustang.
Ooh.
With the V8.
Okay.
The 289 V8. I had that when I was a young man, and I loved that car, and then I got in an accident and wrecked it. So. Uh-oh.
66, that's a nice one.
Was it from watching a Little League game and a foul ball coming nearby?
It was in the snow, Curtis, and I was not that good, obviously, driving in the snow early on.
Right.
And the engine, the Mustang, the 289 V8, sits right in the front of that thing, and the Mustang short vehicle back wheels tend to skirt on you. So I hit a tree.
That's a nice one.
When I was in high school.
That's the one from Gone in 60 Seconds with Nicolas Cage. If you ever seen that movie.
No, that was actually Greg at Courtney's wedding.
All right, let's get to the news.
Well, may I just say, maroon and gold looks pretty nice on you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Wiggy and I finally, we begged Bill O'Brien for merch and we finally got it.
Oh, I got some?
Yes.
Yeah, it's in the office.
Well, that's pretty cool.
You got it yesterday, so go BC.
Go Eagles.
All right, go Eagles.
There was a Green Line derailment in Cambridge yesterday.
Wait a minute. Something happened with the MBTA?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
This was near Leechmere. That led to 7 injuries.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, not good. About 50 people were on board when it derailed around 5 p.m. Here's MBTA Chief Operating Officer Ryan Kaholin on BZ.
Firstly, I just want to sincerely apologize on behalf of the MBTA for the frustration and the inconvenience. The MBTA has worked really hard over the last year to make remarkable improvements across the entire system. While we recognize that the track improvement program and this incident are not related, we are committed to making sure that we take every step to thoroughly investigate this incident so that we better understand what happened.
Mm.
Okay.
Yep.
They're working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iran fired 180 missiles into Israel yesterday, the latest in a series of escalating attacks and a conflict between Iran and Israel. Reports are that only one person was killed. It seems like it was a Palestinian man who was hit by shrapnel. At the same time in Tel Aviv, 7 were killed and 16 were injured in a shooting and knife attack. Joe Biden spoke about this yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
The attack appears to have been defeated and ineffective. And this is testament to Israeli military capability and U.S. military. The United States is fully, fully, fully supportive of Israel.
Yeah.
Also crazy, if you've followed the Jewish religion, Rosh Hashanah starts today. So a holy time. That's their new year.
Yeah.
So
it's alarming. And it is. It continues to escalate. And we are a country that has... In the past has always stood by Israel, and so I hope that we continue to do that, especially when you are dealing with those who are, in my opinion, at times acting in a terroristic manner. So
I was watching CNN, and they had Christiane Amanpour on, who, by the way, whoever her people are, she hasn't aged a day. Great job by her. But total nutcase. Holy
really?
Guacamole.
What
I'm watching
mean?
It. And there's Jim Sciutto, or I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he is in Tel Aviv, and he's reporting live as ballistic missiles are firing within like a mile of where he's standing on live TV. Incredibly courageous reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And Dana Bash is saying something to her about the reports of the ballistic missiles hitting the ground, and she's like, they are not hitting the ground. And then you hear the guy, he's like, yeah, I'm here. Yeah. They're hitting the ground. I mean, the strangest, most surreal coverage I have ever seen.
Not to call you out, but you're reluctant to even go outside in a snowstorm and do the weather forecast.
It's
these are your journalistic brethren and sisterin, they're out there risking their lives, and you're afraid to go out in a storm.
To be fair, it is more dangerous to drive somewhere with Ken than it is to be in the middle of a war zone.
Back home in Boston, someone was stabbed by the Brewer's Fountain at 8 a.m. on Boston Common yesterday. The man was transported to the hospital. He is expected to survive. But
just randomly stabbed?
Randomly, 8 a.m.
Oh, my Jesus. God.
And they don't know where the suspect is. Police are searching for him. Residents who work in the area obviously concerned about this. Here's one resident, Jack Greeley, on BZ.
You walk right through and you see drugs, you see filth, you see mess. It's honestly a disaster. I'm completely unsurprised. You know, you see people on all kinds of drugs all day. I've seen people bleeding. I've seen fights.
Where was that again?
Brewer Fountain on the Common.
Boston Common.
Oh, that place, yeah, that place is crazy over
there
now.
That's what they're saying, yes.
And clean it up, man.
But when you're walking by or driving by, you see the orange, it's littered with orange, and then you realize it's the tops of needles that are just littered everywhere. They're in Mass and Cass, they're everywhere, everywhere.
Jayville, Junkieville, clean it up, man. You're worried about the bike lanes. How about you clean up, make these areas safe for people? That's what it is. That's what I call it. Anytime I drive by on a gray bike or I'm like, oh, I'm passing Junkieville. Yeah. Clean it up.
All right. Well,
just worried about the wrong thing.
We got to take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news, including Florida not like the rest of us and an OnlyFans influencer who may have chosen the wrong hurricane-related content. All of that coming up next.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.